This is Artcore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
This is Ed, and for Artcore this week, I'm standing in the middle of the bridge at the top of the Christchurch Art Gallery, surrounded by a whole lot of colour, and Sarah Hughes has provided all of that. And does the sort of installation have a name?
The title of the work is called United We Fall.
And it's because you have a lot of flags, or at least colours from flags, and you've done something to them?
The project is based, taking the 194 so-called recognised countries, just as sort of a set number.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's countries that you could include as well, but just as a sort of set number, taking those particular flags and breaking down the colours statistically, and then taking those proportions of colour. So, for example, there's 20, you know, red is the most prevalent colour. There's 29% red and 20% blue and 18% white, et cetera, et cetera. Taking those, the breakdown of those colours, but then randomly breaking those colours up again so that somehow it becomes this perhaps overall kind of flag type environment, or that it becomes just this kind of spectrum of colour as well.
Is that because the Olympics are on at the moment?
It's not specifically. I think it's kind of interesting that the timing has. We're going to install slightly earlier, but I think it's kind of quite good timing that this is on, because there's lots of sort of flag waving and nationality sort of issues and nationalism and all those sorts of issues going on at the moment with the Olympics, which the work definitely has issues to do with.
And so you've just taken the colours from the flags, and you haven't actually taken the makeup of the flags necessarily. So, you know, you can't go out and find a flag around here necessarily. Or if you can, it's because it's just randomly.
Yeah, I mean, there are. I mean, if you just look here, there's the Irish colours, orange, green and white. There's quite a lot of combinations of red, white and blue. Red, white, and green. Red and white, or red, white, red, Austrian. So I was kind of interested in how that would happen as well, in terms of that perhaps if I'd actually chosen the colours, I would try to be more random than random could be. And so that, and somehow through that randomness, there's always some sort of patterns or repetition that happen, but I didn't want to make those decisions myself.
Yeah. And so up here on the balustrades where we are, you've got the full length of the glass, and so it kind of looks like a flag that's hanging down. But the stairs, you've only each level of the stairs is just a cut off, and it's got that more pixelated look that I guess a lot of your works from the past have had a sort of pixelated nature to them.
Yeah, it does a bit more. I mean, the proportion of each colour block on the stairs is still sort of based on a flag shape, so it's a sort of 2-3 proportion.
Yeah.
But I think because of the nature of the sort of long strip, it does look a little bit more like a pixel, which is I think kind of quite nice on the steps as well, because it kind of creates this sort of flickering pixelation or flickering abstraction or flickering kind of lights or colours or flags, or you know, it alludes to a range of things.
And that's the works that you're perhaps noted for are the big sort of pixelated things, and I can remember ones from say the Dunedin Art Gallery and things like that, which were sort of all about the pattern, I guess, and kind of getting into a lot of colour and the way it was organised and things like that. And the stairs seem to get back towards that.
Yeah, in some ways, I think there's probably an ongoing interest in my work, or that somehow keeps on manifesting itself, which is to do with ideas around pattern and ways that pattern helps you understand, navigate the world. And so sometimes that may be through more decorative patterns, like the Dunedin work you recognise, which mentioned, which was to do more with paisley-type patterns. But then there was also a series of works called Software for Ada, which were much more related to software-type patterns. They were all black, white and grey works. So I think that manifests itself in different ways. So I wouldn't really say that this was particularly relating to sort of like digital issues as such, but I think that the kind of look of it, and because we're so used to sort of like zooming in and out of Photoshop and those sorts of ideas, it's so much part of our kind of understanding of how we visually look and see things now as well.
And so you've just been on a residency in the States?
Yeah, I spent 6 months in New York first on one residency at ISCP, and then another 3 months in a city called Charlotte, which is in North Carolina, on a different residency. So I just came back from that a few months ago.
And was that good? The things came out of that?
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. I mean, New York was great. Also, I think to be in the residency program with sort of 28 other artists and curators. My studio in Auckland's a bit more isolated, so I don't get to see people on a sort of daily basis. So sometimes I feel a little bit isolated, but it was great having that interaction with artists from all around the world and a lot of interesting visitors that came through the residency program, different curators and writers, etc. And I think also just placing yourself in an environment like New York. I mean, there's so much contemporary art to see. It's so much part of the dialogue of the city that I think that can be kind of, it's quite motivating. I mean, sometimes you think, oh, there's too much art. But in the same way, it's, I think, challenging, and that's quite healthy for your work as well.
And now that you're back and you've pretty much wrapped up installing this one, have you got anything else lined up? Any plans?
Yeah, I just recently found out that I got the Creative New Zealand visual arts residency in Berlin, which is at the Kunsthaus Britannien. So at the end of September, I will be off for another year. So that's really great timing, actually. Yeah. So yeah.
And so this is possibly one of the only things you're doing in that short space between coming back from America and then heading off to Berlin?
Yeah, it's one of the major things. The other major thing was I did a show with my dealer gallery in Auckland, Gow Langsford Gallery. So these are the two main projects that I did since I've been back. Yeah.
And so you've been on sort of a series of residencies, didn't you? Because you were the Hocking Fellow?
I was the Francis Hodgkins Fellow in Dunedin at Otago University in 2003.
Yeah.
And that was for a whole year, which was really fantastic. That was the first time that I could make art full-time without having to do another job, because you receive a salary like a lecturer, but you don't have to teach on that residency. And it was just a really fantastic opportunity to just be able to concentrate on your work for a whole year. And so I guess these other residencies that have come up since then are also just sort of, they were quite different depending on the environment, the other people that you're on the residency program with. So a range of things, but I think definitely new things come up for me during those periods of time, which I think really feeds and grows the work.
And so is the Creative New Zealand one, did you get to choose to go to Berlin, or do they just send you to Berlin?
No, that's the residency they have every 2 years.
Okay.
So they alternate it with a writer. I think they've been running that for, I'm the fifth artist, so they must be running it for 10 years now. And so it's specifically in Berlin, because Berlin is such a, the centre of contemporary art, really, in a lot of ways, in terms of things that are happening in Europe at the moment. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great place to also be able to spend time in Europe in there. And also the connection with the residency programme that they have there as well.
Excellent. Mm. Hey, so that was fun.
Tune into ArtCore every Tuesday and Saturday morning on RDU 98.5 FM to find out what's happening in the Christchurch art scene.